problem is too big or too small for natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
Morena, well thanks, how are you?
Good, it's nice to see you this morning.
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we're just talking about, I was saying I just got in from Wellington last night after a committee meeting and it was like
a lot of queries just coming on in. It's like people have had a big weekend.
Oh, that's good.
Don't know what to do with themselves.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay,
who should we start with?
I don't know. I've got a big one here. And then I'll expand from there. Hi, Ange. 2 days ago, I woke up with my right side cheek puffy and numb, and it took all day to go away. And the following morning, the same thing happened to my left side. Also, my left eye was red and puffy. Today, it's gone, but now my whole body is itchy with raised lumps everywhere, and I haven't changed my diet at all. Can you please help? That sounds very painful.
I'm sorry, person.
This is an allergic response because itchy, puffy, swelling, you know.
To last that many days like that.
Yes, because you get the extracellular fluid that all gets released and then your lymphatic system's got to slowly reabsorb it. So that takes a little time to reabsorb. Yeah. So why? And I'm sort of wondering, well, if the diet hasn't changed, sometimes it can be like wine and things like that. I've told people to cut wine out the night before and they're much better the next day. Mm. But I'm wondering if with the spring and the pollens and whatnot's
like a
going
fever
around.
Type
Because I remember, you know, around Grey Lynn with the plane trees and I was just like, I had this funny cough, but everybody had the funny cough. Yeah. And then this arborist says, oh, and there's the plane trees. So, yeah, it's got to be, you know. Mm. So it might be something environmental. So what do you do about that? I would do vitamin C in quite decent doses, like 3 to 4 grams. And that will help with, you know, mitigating the allergy response. Mm. Or we have got herbs like Bicol Skullcap and Albizia for the allergic response, which stabilises the mast cells so they don't release all the histamine and release all that fluid. Right. Otherwise, it's just a waiting game where you've just got to, you know, wait for it to reabsorb. Mm. Mm. Mm.
We've got another query here, which I feel like I know the answer to this one, but it says, hi, Ange, I get cramping in the soles of my feet at night. My feet curl up and it's very painful. What can I do?
Ow.
You're going to say magnesium, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm learning from you, Ange.
Yes, and, you know, there's hardly a person in this modern world that doesn't need magnesium. It's not very rich in our soils because we've got young volcanic soil. It comes in nuts, seeds and veggies.
Right.
So increase your veggie intake. But what's happening at night time is you're trying to rest down and calcium contracts the muscle, magnesium relaxes it, but there's not enough magnesium to relax it. So therefore you end up in a cramp. Also, I find Pilates balls and massaging your feet really good. But, you know, if you take a magnesium tablet within about 10 minutes, it's fine again.
Do you have a recommendation of dosage? Because there are so many.
Yeah, magnesium, I know. And there's the magnesium oxide, magnesium carbonate, which is next to useless. And then you've got better ones like magnesium citrate and magnesium glycinate. And on my website, there's the active elements, which has got the phosphate forms, but they work really well. Like, I love the active elements because they're good for mind chatter and restless legs and cramps and can't sleep and can't get off to sleep and all that sort of bizzo that goes on. And you just have them by your bed and you go, huh, I got that again. All right, chuck a tablet down. Yeah. 10 minutes later, you wake up to the alarm in the morning. It's like, that worked.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Someone else has said, hey, Natural Ange, is there anything I should be taking for tennis elbow?
What is tennis elbow, firstly? Well, it's a strain on the ligament. You got golfer's elbow and tennis elbow. And
what's the difference?
Well, one's on the medial side, one's on the lateral side. Now, don't ask me which way around that goes.
Say,
you
mean,
can look that up.
Those are not sports I would say I excel at. Maybe have never
the
played.
The racket sports. So
the racket sports.
So what I'd do is I would go... the active elements, again, silica and kelp floor to help strengthen tendons, ligaments, so it repairs. Do whatever the physio or osteopath recommends, you know, because there's exercises and things to help with that. And then you need anti-inflammatories or fish oil and, you know, turmeric, things like that are good for anti-inflammatory. But particularly, you know, it's quite hard to get that ligamental repair. So silica, kelp floor, you better just to supplement it and get it in there quicker. But silica comes through in veggies, you know, you think of celery and all those sort of stringy things with the long fibres, that's rich in silica.
Right, okay.
So vegetables.
And then bok choy and pak choy, are they?
Yeah, that'd be good. And the more and this goes for everybody, all the listenership, the more vegetables you have, the more alkaline you are, therefore your biochemistry works so much better and you'll just feel more alert. It's like, you know, when you give your brain a big drink of water and you go, God, that's good.
Yeah.
And then again, when you have a big salad at lunchtime and then you go two eggs or a can of red salmon or a can of King Oscar sardines, if you do that, you will just fly through the afternoon.
There you go.
That's really nice.
Good tips for beyond tennis elbow as well.
Yes, and also just make sure you get outside at lunchtime because you paid for a break. Yeah. So take it.
Someone has also said the magnesium you were just talking about, is it also a good one for menstrual cramps?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Rather than taking maybe Panadol or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, when you're leading up to the period, I say to people, you know, you think, here comes this pelvic dullness. I know what's going to happen next. So you just start ramping up the magnesium. And it's just like people go, cool, that was easy. You know, because some people go, oh, I think I've got endo and I think I've got this. And you start going down the pathological path. Try magnesium first because some people do have endometriosis and do need it sorted. But other people can get by just fixing up your magnesium deficiency. Chamomile tea is really good too.
Yeah,
chamomile and ginger is nice because the
it's
ginger
also tasty. So
yes, and relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good thing to do. And the more you exercise, the lighter and easier your periods are. So get fit.
Coffee's bad. Is that?
Oh, one's all right, but anything more than that, and I am finding people are going 2, 3. Maybe 4. So stop. One's enough.
I'm taking, as you're saying that, I'm literally taking a sip
coffee
of maybe my
I'm having my
today.
One in the morning and enjoy it coffee. That's all right. Because I think I don't want to be a naturopath that makes you feel deprived. You know, you smell it, it's the culture, it feels like, we deserve it, you know. But then,
one only.
Because then otherwise it's a diuretic and it makes you more adrenalized, you know. And then you pee it out, so you lose B vitamins, magnesium. And I don't want to be a person who says, you know, you need supplements and you get jars and jars full of everything and that's the result of going to a naturopath. No, I actually want your physiology to work better and get it from the diet as much as we can.
Totally.
And grow your food too, you know, because they call it champagne food. If it's freshly picked, the vitamin and mineral content is outstanding compared to 3 days later in the fridge.
In the supermarket shelves.
Someone
as well.
has messaged in saying they're interested to know what Ange thinks about colloidal silver and when it's colloidal silver and when it's appropriate.
Well, I know some people have cleared up eye infections, all sorts of infections using colloidal silver, you know, where other things haven't worked. It's going from the old alchemy way, you know, do you remember they said, the aristocracy never got sick because they ate off silver spoons, you know, and it was this sort of pure metal theory. And it's been taken further, like some people put it in their water tanks too. But I'd also get a microlean water filter so you get the giardia out of there and the chlorine and the fluoride, you know. But
it tastes better as well.
Yeah. I do remember the TGA in Australia, though, that's not always anything to go by because they knock some things out and keep others, but they banned colloidal silver.
Right.
But I've heard, you know, I always get the miracle stories, of course, but, I've heard it help where other things haven't.
Yeah.
So I'm not against it. I think it's a potential thing that we can use.
Fab.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Well, I feel like we've got some happy listeners.
I reckon.
Oh, well, that's good.
I reckon. Thanks so much, Ange. Good things. I feel like magnesium is something I should have in my life, maybe.
Yeah, I've been at seminars and they just say, everybody needs magnesium.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's it, you know. And it just makes all your nervous system work better. You're just smoother. All your biochemistry works better, you know. So
awesome.
It's about feeding that. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming up, Ange.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
Enjoy your lunch break outside today, won't you?
We certainly will. Don't you worry.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.